Then the Bhagavat, addressing the noble-minded Bodhisattva Ajita, and said, "Do you see, O Ajita, the perfection of the array of ornaments and good qualities in that Buddha country, and above in the sky places with charming parks, charming gardens, charming rivers and lotus lakes, scattered with many precious padmas, utpalas, kumudas and pundarikas, and below, from the earth to the abode of the akanishtas, the surface of the sky covered with flowers, ornamented with wreaths of flowers, shining on the rows of many precious columns, frequented by flocks of all kinds of birds, created by the Tathagata?" The Bodhisattva Ajita said, "I see, O Bhagavat." The Bhagavat said, "Do you see again, O Ajita, those flocks of immortal birds, making the whole Buddha country resound with the voice of Buddha, so that those Bodhisattvas are never without meditating on Buddha?" Ajita said, "I see, O Bhagavat." The Bhagavat said, "Do you see again, O Ajita, those beings who have ascended to the palaces which extend over 100,000 yojanas in the sky, walking about respectfully?" Ajita said, "I see, O Bhagavat." The Bhagavat said, "What do you think, O Ajita? Is there any difference between the gods called Paranirmita Vasavartins and men in the world Sukhavati?" Ajita said, "I do not, O Bhagavat, perceive even one difference, so far as the men in that world of Sukhavati are endowed with great supernatural powers." The Bhagavat said, "Do you see again, O Ajita, those men dwelling within the calyx of excellent lotus flowers in that world Sukhavati?" He said, "As gods called Triastrinksa or Yamas, having entered into palaces of 50 or 100 or 500 yojanas in extent, are playing, sporting, walking about, exactly in the same manner, I see, O Bhagavat, these men dwelling within the calyx of excellent lotus flowers in the world of Sukhavati." Again, there are, O Bhagavat, beings who, being born miraculously, appear sitting cross-legged in the lotus flowers. What is there, O Bhagavat, the cause? What's the reason that some dwell within the calyx, while others, being born miraculously, appear sitting cross-legged in the lotus flowers? The Bhagavat said, "Those Bodhisattvas, O Ajita, who, living in other Buddha countries, entertain a doubt about being born in the world of Sukhavati, and with that thought amass a stock of merit, for them there is dwelling within the calyx. Those, on the contrary, who are filled with faith, and being free from doubt, amass a stock of merit in order to be born in the world of Sukhavati, and conceive, believe, and trust in the perfect knowledge of the blessed Buddhas, they, being born miraculously, appear sitting cross-legged in the flowers of the lotus. And those noble-minded Bodhisattvas, O Ajita, who, living in other Buddha countries, raise their thought in order to see Amitabha, the Tathagata, holy and fully enlightened, who never entertain a doubt, believe in the perfect knowledge of Buddha, and in their own stock of merit, for them, being born miraculously and appearing cross-legged, there is, in 1 minute, such a body as that of other beings who have been born there long before. See, O Ajita, the excellent, immeasurable, unfailing, unlimited wisdom that namely for their own benefit they are deprived during 500 years of seeing Buddhas, seeing Bodhisattvas, hearing the law, speaking about the law with others, and thus collecting a stock of merit. They are indeed deprived of the successful attainment of every stock of merit, and that through their forming ideas tainted with doubt. And then, O Ajita, there might be a dungeon belonging to an anointed Kshatriya king, inlaid entirely with gold and beryl, in which cushions, garlands, wreaths and strings are fixed, having canopies of different colours and kind, covered with silk cushions, scattered over with various flowers and blossoms, scented with excellent scents, adorned with arches, courts, windows, pinnacles, fireplaces and terraces, covered with nets of bells of the seven kinds of gems, having four angles, four pillars, four doors, four stairs. And the son of that king, having been thrown into the dungeon for some misdeed, is there, bound with a chain made of the Jambunada gold. And suppose there is a couch prepared for him, covered with many woolen cloths, spread over with cotton and feather cushions, having Kalinga coverings and carpets, together with coverlids, red on both sides, beautiful and charming. There he might be then either sitting or resting, and there might be brought to him much food and drink, of various kinds, pure and well prepared. What do you think, then, O Ajita, would the enjoyment be great for that prince? Ajita said, yes, it would be great, O Bhagavat. The Bhagavat said, what do you think, O Ajita? Would he even taste it there and notice it, or would he feel any satisfaction from it? He said, not indeed, O Bhagavat, but on the contrary, when he had been led away by the king and thrown into the dungeon, he would wish only for deliverance from there. He would seek for the nobles, princes, ministers, women, elders, householders, and lords of castles who might deliver him from that dungeon. Moreover, O Bhagavat, there is no pleasure for that prince in that dungeon, nor is he liberated until the king shows him favour. The Bhagavat said, thus, O Ajita, it is with those bodhisattvas who, having fallen into doubt, amass a stock of merit, but doubt the knowledge of Buddha. They are born in that world, Sukhavati, through the hearing of Buddha's name, and through the serenity of thought only. They do not, however, appear sitting cross-legged in the flowers of the lotus, being born miraculously, but dwell only in the calyx of the lotus flowers. Moreover, for them there exist ideas of palaces and gardens. There is no discharge there. There is no phlegm or mucus. There is nothing disagreeable to the mind. But they are deprived of seeing Buddhas, hearing the law, seeing Bodhisattvas, speaking about and ascertaining the law, gathering any new stock of merit, and practicing the law during 500 years. Moreover, they do not rejoice there or perceive satisfaction, but they wish to remove one another, and then they step out behind. And it is not known whether their exit takes place above, below, or across. See, O Ajita, there might be worshippings of many hundred thousand niyutas of kotis of Buddhas during those 500 years, and also many immeasurable, innumerable. immense stocks of merit to be amassed. But all of this they destroy by the fault of doubt. See, O Ajita, to how great an injury the doubt of the Bodhisattvas leads. Therefore now, O Ajita, after the Bodhisattvas, without doubting, have quickly raised their thought towards the Bodhi, in order to obtain power of conferring happiness for the benefit of all creatures, their stock of merit should be turned towards their being born in the world Sukhavati, where the blessed Amitabha, the Tathagata, holy and fully enlightened, dwells.